This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The Texas Tribune reports that a federal judge has ordered Texas Health and Human Services officials to pay $100,000 per day in fines for routinely neglecting investigations into allegations of abuse and neglect of children in the state's foster care system. U.S. District Judge Janice Jack found Commissioner Cecile E. Young in contempt of her court orders to fix the way the state investigates complaints by children in its care. It's the third time the state has been held in contempt of court since a 2011 lawsuit was filed about foster care conditions. In a significant move to help address the growing primary care physician shortage in Texas, the University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth's Texas College of Osteopathic Medicine and Paris Regional Health are now approved for a new internal medicine residency program. The program is located on site at Paris Regional Hospital in Lamar County, which has been designated as a health professional shortage area by Texas Health and Human Services. Officers responded to a disturbance call in the 800 block of Southeast 42nd in Paris and arrested 40-year-old Leah Dawn Boss, who had assaulted a 65-year-old family member. Boss was injured prior to the officers' arrival, and officers were rendering assistance. She was detained, but then struck and kicked the officer. She was charged with injury to the elderly, as well as assault to a public servant and resisting arrest. Dr. Maya Lamarck, a professor at Texas A&M Commerce, has received a Fulbright U.S. Scholar Award for the 2024-25 academic year from the U.S. Department of State and the Fulbright Foreign Scholarship Board. The Fulbright program is one of the world's largest and most prestigious educational exchange programs. Dr. Lamarck teaches mainly graduate and advanced courses in the Hispanic Studies program. She also teaches in the Department of Psychology. The Sulphur Springs PD has reported on its Facebook page that Landry Ryder Moody of Sulphur Springs, a 13-year-old boy reported missing Monday morning, has been found alive and well. No other information has been released. Alex Rowe Flemons was arrested Monday in Hopkins County on a warrant for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon against a date, family, or household member. No other information was available. William Olin Kennard was arrested Monday for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was being held in the Hopkins County Jail. No bond or other information about the incident has been released. For continuous coverage of news, weather, sports, and the daily podcast, visit easttexasradio.com. Dave Kirkpatrick, Headline News.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.